आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
Rahul Gandhi is aggressive on electoral bonds, while the BJP remains silent. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar, and this is our second video on electoral bonds. This bond contains so many clues of scams that it's challenging to quickly understand and present them to you. You might be aware that the team at the English website, Reporters Collective, has done significant work in this area. Their reporting has revealed what might be the biggest scam of the Modi government. Through these bonds, you can see how corporations have become both slaves to and friends of the government. But, are these reports being covered in your Hindi newspapers and channels? Despite the news from Reporters Collective being published in many languages, including Hindi, is it being adequately reported? Today, Hindi newspapers and channels are the biggest culprits in holding back Hindi society, preventing it from becoming informed. The clearest evidence of this is the reporting on electoral bonds. This is our second video on the topic. In many major Hindi newspapers, coverage of the bonds is routine, lacking detailed investigation into the companies, their relationships with the BJP or other parties. Despite having fewer resources and reporters than newspapers, the journalists at Reporters Collective have done commendable work. You should consider supporting Reporters Collective financially. What are the Hindi newspapers, with their dozens of editors and thousands of journalists, doing? Is their only role to suppress news that questions the Modi government? Many journalists in Hindi media have their hands tied. Shouldn't an editor question on the front page why the Hyderabad-based company, Megha Engineering Infra Limited, bought electoral bonds worth ₹966 crore? Does this company have so much money that it can donate 1,000 crores to a political party? This same company is involved in a major project in Telangana, about which the CAG has made several serious remarks, stating the project has caused a huge loss to the government and has been marred by many irregularities. Initially estimated at 82,000 crores, its cost could now rise to 1.5 lakh crores. The Kaleshwaram Dam became a significant political issue in the Telangana elections. Rahul Gandhi has been proven right on a major issue once again. This is a tweet from Rahul Gandhi in November 2019, which is going viral today. In it, Rahul wrote that in the new India, bribes and illegal commissions are called electoral bonds. The report Rahul Gandhi tweeted about was by Nitin Sethi, who is exposing the bonds under Reporters Collective. Hindi editors are preoccupied with praising Modi. Once again, Rahul Gandhi has been proven right, yet no one took his words seriously at the time, nor did the media investigate the nature of these bonds and the game behind them. Today, it's evident that through these bonds, the BJP has become an economic superpower, leaving other political parties unable to compete in elections. This video is from the time of the assembly elections, where Rahul Gandhi was highlighting alleged corruption in the Kaleshwaram irrigation project, using the model of an ATM to show voters how this project is a money machine for Chandrasekhar Rao. 1 lakh crore rupees of the people of Telangana has been stolen through this. Kaleshwaram is the ATM of KCR and his family. On November 2, Rahul Gandhi tweeted that he visited the Medigadda barrage, part of the Kaleshwaram lift irrigation scheme, where many pillars have developed cracks due to the use of substandard material. The Kaleshwaram project, worth 1.25 lakh crores, has been awarded to Megha Engineering Infrastructure Limited, MEIL, which has purchased electoral bonds worth 966 crores. After Future Gaming, this company is the second largest purchaser of bonds. It is not yet fully proven which party the bond of 966 crores have been spent, yet old news is being circulated on social media. It is reported that a company purchased a bond worth 140 crores on April 11, 2023, and within a month, secured contracts worth crores from the Eknath Shinde BJP government in Maharashtra. This company has also been subjected to raids by the Income Tax Department. Questions arise about such companies buying electoral bonds worth 966 crores, and whether the country should be informed about the beneficiaries of these donations. Western UP Power Project, a subsidiary of Megha Engineering Infrastructure Limited, MEIL, bought a bond worth 220 crores, bringing the total investment of both companies to 1186 crores. Additionally, in the Prudent Electoral Trust, Megha Engineering made the largest donation in 2022-23, amounting to 83 crores. In 2023, KCR's party received a donation of 90 crores from the same trust, which has allocated 75% of its total donations to the BJP. Companies donate to this trust to save on taxes. NewsMinute published a report alleging that this company covered the entire expenses of a bureaucrat's wedding, leading to a defamation claim by the company. The challenge lies in disseminating this news to the common Hindi-speaking audience. It is astonishing that a company with a profit of 10 crores is donating 410 crores. How is this feasible? During the UPA regime, a rule mandated that only companies with continuous profits for 3 years could donate, and only up to 7.5% of that profit. Prime Minister Modi and his finance minister Arun Jaitley removed this restriction, allowing companies to donate any portion of their profits without disclosure to shareholders or the public. Since the introduction of electoral bonds, reports have surfaced of companies purchasing bonds worth many times their profits, raising suspicions of fraudulent activities or the use of third-party funds for donations. Future Gaming, a Tamil Nadu-based company, donated 6 times its 2019 profit through electoral bonds. In 2022-23, its pre-tax profit was 82 crores, yet it donated 328 crores and purchased bonds worth 1368 crores over 4 years. Another company, Madan Lal Private Limited, bought electoral bonds worth 1,874% of its profit, raising eyebrows. It, along with its sister companies Covent Food Park Infra and MKJ Enterprises, registered at the same address in West Bengal, purchased bonds worth over 500 crores. In 2019-20, Madan Lal Limited donated 185 crores to political parties on a profit of just 1.84 crores. The source of these companies, all managed by Radheshyam Khetan, have made significant political donations, prompting disbelief and concern. In 2021, Covent faced a raid, yet the outcome remains unclear. Following the West Bengal government's sale of its share in Metro Dairy to this group, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary filed a PIL in the High Court against the deal, which was rejected. The identity of the recipients of the 500 crore donation is speculative, but transparency could be improved if the State Bank provided the Election Commission with a unique code to track these transactions. It remains to be established which political party has cashed in on which bond. It's still unknown who received the money, but the fact that someone donated 500 crores to a party is significant. While employees' salaries barely increase, the company is donating to a political party. A large number of Modi supporters work in these companies, they must be doing so. These individuals must feel incredibly proud today, knowing that their company could donate 100 crores and 400 crores to Modi. If this comes to light, I am sure that such voters will celebrate Holi by tearing their vests, rolling in the sand, and lamenting that no one has achieved this before. Donating isn't bad, but 500 crore rupees? The lottery winner is donating 1368 crores, and the devotee employees of Airtel and DLF will donate this month's salary to the society guard uncle. This isn't a joke, it's alarming. They have to answer. They know the public is intoxicated with religion, they've been given a dose of pride, 370 has been removed, be proud of that. If that pride is insufficient, be proud of CAA. If pride in that is also lacking, if you are hungry, then stand in line, they are providing free food grains. Take it and eat it. Do you think Prime Minister Modi will have this investigated? The investigation was ongoing, and the same companies being raided by the ED were buying electoral bonds in large numbers. So far, information on more than 24 companies that have bought bonds and have been raided has emerged. This scam has been exposed, but there is a government in front that will never let the full truth be revealed. Modi has not held a single press conference in 10 years, yet it has been announced that he will win 400 seats. The BJP has filled its treasury. The Congress's account has been closed. There is no competition. The law of electoral bonds was notified in 2018, supposedly for transparency. But how transparent is it when a company that doesn't earn 2 crores in profit donates 200 crores? Whose money is this, and how will the government, which itself appears criminal in this context, provide information about it? Kapil Sibal has demanded that INSID be formed to investigate the electoral bonds issue. The Supreme Court SID should conduct the investigation. Prashant Bhushan has tweeted that almost all the companies gave electoral bonds as bribes. Just as investigations were ordered under the Supreme Court's supervision in the 2G and coal scam cases, the same should be done here. Lakshmidas Vallabhdas Merchant is among the first 100 donors. On November 23, he bought electoral bonds worth 23 crores. His LinkedIn profile indicates he is the group controller at the Reliance Group, overseeing tax-related matters. Merchant is a director in 6 companies associated with Reliance. He played a role in the acquisition of Network 18. So far, no listed company of the Reliance Group that has bought the bonds has emerged, but there is a company named Quick Supply Chain Private Limited, which is linked but not listed, and is the third largest donor in India. Vallabhdas Merchant's personal donation raises suspicions. The Reporters Collective has questioned whether big companies could have donated money using such individuals. How are companies with no revenue donating crores? There are spelling mistakes in the list released by the Election Commission. His name is printed as Lakshmidas Vallabhdas Asmita Marcha. Could this have been done deliberately? Using Marcha instead of Merchant? Will it not be discovered? The Reporters Collective found that both names are connected, but has not been able to determine whether Merchant has. Whether the money was given alone or if there was a joint account with Asmita Merchant, many details are still to emerge. Billionaires were silenced by the fear of the Enforcement Directorate, ED. They ceased speaking. Money was extorted from them by exploiting their fear, and seeing them frightened, you became scared too. People stopped speaking, thinking they might also come under investigation. However, during this time, some individuals from the corporate sector played a significant role. Electoral bonds have become a business of fear, a shop that the ED has set up in every party. This fear leads to a government falling and an MP joining the BJP while criticizing Rahul Gandhi. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar.